signify, briefly, to anyone who was stupid enough to look, that there was nothing a Mongol warlord liked better after a day hacking people to bits than a big night out. The door flew open. A Mongol warrior surged into the hut like a savage wind. Two children ran screaming to their mother, who was cowering wide-eyed in the corner of the tiny room. A dog yelped. The warrior hurled his torch onto the still glowing fire, and then threw the dog onto it. That would teach it to be a dog. The last surviving man of the family, a grey and aged grandfather, stepped bravely forward, eyes flashing. With a flash of his sword, the Mongol whipped off the old man's head, which trundled across the floor and fetched up, leaning rakishly against a table leg. The old man's body stood tensely for a moment, not knowing what to think. As it began slowly, majestically, to topple forward, Khan strode in and pushed it brusquely aside. He surveyed the happy domestic scene and bestowed a grim kind of smile on it. Then he walked over to a large chair and sat in it, testing it first for comfort. When he was satisfied with it, he heaved a heavy sigh and sat back in front of the fire, on which the dog was now blazing merrily. The warrior grabbed at the terrified woman, pushed her children roughly aside, and brought her trembling in front of the mighty Khan. She was young and pretty, with long, bedraggled black hair. Her bosom heaved, and her face was stark with fright. Khan regarded her with a slow, contemptuous look. "Does she know?" he said at length in a low, dead voice. "Who I am?"
You are the mighty Khan!" cried the woman.
Khan's eyes fixed themselves on hers. "Does she know," he hissed, "what I want of her?"
I'll do anything for you, O Khan," stammered the woman, "but spare my children."
Khan said quietly, "Then begin." His eyes dropped and he gazed distantly into the fire. Nervously, shaking with fear, the woman stepped forward and laid a tentative pale hand on Khan's arm. The soldier smacked her hand away. "Not that," he barked. The woman started back, a flutter. She realized she would have to do better. Still shaking, she knelt down on the floor and started gently to push apart the Khan's knees. "Stop that," roared the soldier, and shoved her violently backwards. Bewilderment began to mix with the terror in her eyes as she cowered on the floor. "Come on," snapped the soldier. "Ask him what kind of day he's had."
"What?" she wailed. I don't understand what—"
The soldier seized her, span her into a half-Nelson, and jabbed the point of his sword against her throat.
"I said, ask him," he hissed, "what kind of day he's had."
The woman gasped with pain and incomprehension.